Even as the Scots and the Welsh and indeed the people of Northern Ireland are looking for something more from Westminster, the people of the north of England too are flexing their political muscles. Here's an excerpt from a front page editorial from the Journal newspaper in Newcastle today. Our region faces the risk of being squeezed between an overmighty London in the south and a resurgent Scotland making the most of its newfound freedoms of the north. We have to make sure the north isn't left behind. Brian Aitken is the Journal's editor. He's on the line. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have representation in Westminster. Are they not fighting or getting what it is you need and deserve?
We used to have a Prime Minister who had a North constituency, and that didn't seem to do very much for us either. No, I don't think there's a level playing field at the moment, and I think we would like to see in these discussions after the referendum settles that those discussions involve some more responsibilities and devolved powers come into regions such as the North.
Do you think, however, that you might be at the back of the queue, that the Scots will get first preference and the people of Northern Ireland and Wales will be dealt with then, as they are effectively and recognised separate regions, and then perhaps at the end of that you'll be the last one on the of the litter?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are three assemblies and each with sort of differing levels of power, but at least they have those assemblies where they've got a voice. But if what they're talking about now is to say that there'll be a kind of an English Parliament, we would be very much against that, because we would be, again, the furthest flung outpost of a Whitehall-led English Parliament, which would be absolutely no use to us whatsoever. We're talking about an economic powerhouse such as London to the south of us, Scotland with even more powers to create jobs and to bring inward investment to the country, to the north of us. We end up being, there's a bit like a squeeze on, and it's a vice, and we're the bit in the middle of the vice. So what we're saying is we're not asking for any kind of special handouts, but what we are saying is let us compete on a level playing field and give us some responsibility so that we can compete.
Brian, thanks for that. Brian Aitken there, editor of the Journal newspaper. Even as the Scots and the Welsh and indeed the people of Northern Ireland are looking for something more from Westminster, the people of the north of England too are flexing their political muscles. Here's an excerpt from a front page editorial from the Journal newspaper in Newcastle today. Our region faces the risk of being squeezed between an overmighty London in the south and a resurgent Scotland making the most of its newfound freedoms of the north. We have to make sure the north isn't left behind. Brian Aitken is the Journal's editor. He's on the line. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have representation in Westminster. Are they not fighting or getting what it is you need and deserve?
We used to have a Prime Minister who had a North constituency, and that didn't seem to do very much for us either. No, I don't think there's a level playing field at the moment, and I think we would like to see in these discussions after the referendum settles that those discussions involve some more responsibilities and devolved powers come into regions such as the North.
Do you think, however, that you might be at the back of the queue, that the Scots will get first preference and the people of Northern Ireland and Wales will be dealt with then, as they are effectively and recognised separate regions, and then perhaps at the end of that you'll be the last one on the of the litter?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are three assemblies and each with sort of differing levels of power, but at least they have those assemblies where they've got a voice. But if what they're talking about now is to say that there'll be a kind of an English Parliament, we would be very much against that, because we would be, again, the furthest flung outpost of a Whitehall-led English Parliament, which would be absolutely no use to us whatsoever. We're talking about an economic powerhouse such as London to the south of us, Scotland with even more powers to create jobs and to bring inward investment to the country, to the north of us. We end up being, there's a bit like a squeeze on, and it's a vice, and we're the bit in the middle of the vice. So what we're saying is we're not asking for any kind of special handouts, but what we are saying is let us compete on a level playing field and give us some responsibility so that we can compete.
Brian, thanks for that. Brian Aitken there, editor of the Journal newspaper.